I am Plata on the Line in Vancouver, British Columbia at thecommentary.ca. Starting Wednesday night in previews and opening Thursday is The Father, a tragic comedy by the playwright Florian Zeller. It is the inaugural production of a new company founded by Mindy Parfitt, The Search Party. Mindy joins me now to preview this production, to talk about this new company, and to talk about the various themes in this play by Zeller, translated by Christopher Hampton. The show has been described as a moving and unsentimental portrayal of the realities of living with dementia. Mindy Parfitt directs this production that stars Kevin McNulty, Gillian Fargy, Stephen Lobo, Agnes Tong, Emma Slipp, and Kayvon Koshkam. The production runs until the 30th of November at the Van City Culture Lab at 1895 Venable Street. The website for tickets is at tickets.theculch.com, and visit TSITR.com for more on The Search Party. Please welcome back to the Plant Online program, Mindy Parfitt. Ms. Parfitt, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So this play, I'm not familiar with it. I've heard of it, but I'm not sure what happens in it. But it's by Florian Zeller, and he's quite a big deal in modern theater, isn't he?
He is, yeah. His work is done. He's a French playwright. He's from Paris, so his work is done a lot in French, and then is translated by Christopher Hampton and done quite extensively in London and New York and other places in the world, and is very celebrated.
Yeah,
celebrated playwright.
Was it in France that you saw this production?
I haven't seen this production.
Oh, okay.
I saw a play, a different play that he wrote that's sort of a companion piece to this play called Height of the Storm.
Yeah.
And I saw that in English in London last fall. And it is now playing on Broadway. But I saw the play in London and really fell in love with his writing, and so came home and read a lot of his work and really was drawn to this piece, The Father, and wanted to produce it, and so decided to do that.
Yeah, and so this is the Western Canadian premiere.
It is.
What can you tell us about the show without having to say give away, you know, parts of it? Yeah.
Yeah, sure. The Father is a play about a man whose name is Andre, who is suffering from dementia. And the beautiful thing about the way that Florian Zeller has written the piece is that the audience is given the opportunity to get inside the experience of having dementia. So it's not just about watching something play out, but the way that he has written it, the audience is constantly being engaged with the writing and with the performance, and reality, and engaged with the sense of reality shifting and who is who and what is truth, what isn't truth, what is the linear narrative, what isn't the linear narrative. So, and he does it in a very sophisticated way, in a very subtle way, sometimes not so subtle, but in a way that allows the audience to really lean into the experience, and to really experience the loss and the sort of devastation of the illnesses that are associated with dementia, but also it's called The Father because the other key figure is his daughter, and it really explores that relationship and the love that is there and what people will, the lengths that people will go to support people that they love, and the humor that exists in that relationship and that exists in that illness as well.
Yeah, so it's not much of a stretch for me to say that we do get a sense of what dementia is from the show, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. You absolutely do, yes.
Yeah, and that's a thing, because the way we see dementia portrayed in other media, it's just, some older person forgetting where they put their car keys or what their car keys are, and, sort of what that looks like. But to feel it, I think, is a different thing altogether, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that is it's a very different experience, and I think it's really the powerful part of this play is that Florian Zeller has really given the audience that opportunity to enter the experience, and he does that, like I said, with such sophistication that we're able to really get inside of that and understand what that must feel, or get a sense of what it must be like.
And it's so timely, isn't it, because so many people are affected by dementia.
Yes, Yeah, there's a huge number of people in Canada and across the course worldwide, and as the population is aging, that that number is increasing, and it's an illness that, you know, are illnesses that we don't really know that much about, that people are learning about, and as we get more understanding about how the brain functions, then there's more understanding about how dementia works and how it affects people, and you know, and I think the one of the devastating things is that there's no cure. So once you're diagnosed with dementia-related disease, that then you are, you know, projected onto this course. And I think that that's, you know, can be very devastating for people and for the families and friends that are surround that person.
Yeah. I also noticed as I was reading up on this production, it's quite a big cast, isn't it?
Yep, there's six people.
Yeah.
So it is a big cast for theater. That's especially independent theater. That's a pretty big cast. Yeah.
And so you have the father, you have the daughter. Who are some of the other people in the show?
There's a caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is the daughter's boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are a couple of characters who sort of play different incarnations of the other characters.
And it's quite a cast, looking at the names of the people that you've assembled here. If one goes to the theater regularly in this town, they'll recognize a lot of the names, right?
Yes, I have been incredibly fortunate to cast an amazing team of people, both on the acting on the stage and also the design team. Both mm-hmm. of those groups of people are really amazing. You know, to have Kevin McNulty and Gillian Fargy and Emma Slipp and Kayvon Karshkum and everybody.
Yeah.
Stephen Lobo and Agnes Tong. Yeah, it's amazing. It's a really amazing group of people, and we're just on day two. We just started rehearsals yesterday, so just this morning started getting on our feet with the piece, and you know, it's really exciting. I love working with people who are smart and engaged, and the conversations that happen, and the level of participation in the work is really exciting.
What are some of the conversations, Mindy, that you're all having in terms of the work itself and the themes that are in The Father?
Well, you know, they branch all the way from the experience of living with dementia to the families to, and then, you know, there's more technical conversations that we have around how the play is, you know, the vision, our specific vision for the piece and how that's going to play out.
Uh-huh.
And then also, because the play doesn't take place in a narrative line, so it's not that you start on one day and carry through time in a linear way, there's been quite a lot of conversation about what is the linear time, what, you know, how does the story sort of piece together, are there parts of the story that don't make sense, or how do those pieces that we're not sure about fit in, or what are the relationships? So those are all conversations that we've started.
Yeah, and I'll bet it's just to get engaged with. I mean, I only know this from, you know, going to the theater and watching a show, say, and maybe there's a little bit of conversation after, you know, over coffee about what we just saw.
Uh-huh.
But for someone like you, you know, who's chosen the play, who's read it carefully and thoughtfully, and now having all these other people who have different parts that they're bringing to it, whether they be technical or you know, acting in terms of the characters in it, it must be fun to get into the weeds, if you will, and for a show like this.
It's really it's so fun. It's so fun, and it's you know, again, such a. I feel so incredibly grateful that I am able to enter those weeds with these people, because they're, you know, so skilled
uh-huh.
and smart and
yeah.
so insightful. And so the work, you know, is so engaging and so interesting. And I think it is, you know, I love working with people and hearing what they have to say and their perspectives and what they can bring to the table, you know, what they are bringing to the table in respect to their ideas for their specific characters. And one of the interesting things about this piece is that scenes are repeated.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see a section of a scene, and then later on, you will see sort of what happened, that you'll see that scene repeated, and then either what happens after it or what had happened before it.
Mm.
So that also provides some really interesting conversation around, you know, how do we get to that moment? You know, do we have to rehearse the scene where you get rehearse the scene that comes later, maybe, that where you see the beginning part of the scene and then the part, the end part that gets repeated? Or do you find that end part and then figure out how to get there? You know, it's, so it creates an interesting conversation about technique and about application. And so it's really exciting, and it's fun. We're having a lot of fun and laughing a lot with one another, which is also really important.
Indeed. And I'll bet, as alluding to a question I had a moment ago, there are members of the company who know people or who experience dementia firsthand, right?
There are. Yeah. There are people in the room who have had family members who have had dementia, and friends, for sure. Mm-hmm. So, it's definitely a topic that is very close to the heart of a number of people in the room, for sure.
Yeah. Now, this company, the Search Party, this is a new company that you founded. Is that correct?
It is. Yep. This is our inaugural production.
Yeah. And so, what was the goal in terms of founding a company like this, and what you want to do, say, in the future?
It's a little company with big dreams, but the intention for this company is to bring work, script-based work, so plays that are already existing, to Vancouver stages that are very rigorously produced, so that there is a really strong aesthetic that goes alongside a really well-written play. Mm. So really high-quality work, and specifically brought to intimate spaces, because I think that's an important element, that people are brought into the lives of the characters that they're experiencing, and a focus on modern work, being able to bring in, doing new Canadian pieces as well as this, an international piece, I think is really important, to be able to expose Vancouver audiences to work that they wouldn't otherwise be able to see.
Right. Yeah, because I mentioned off the top that Zeller is not a playwright that I was familiar with heretofore.
Exactly. And, when I saw his work, when I went and saw his work in London, I was so taken by it, and I was surprised that it hadn't been ever done here. And I don't think his work is not just, this is a Western Canadian painter, but I don't think his work has ever been produced here. I may be wrong about that, but I don't think so. So, exactly. So the Search Party exists to be able to bring that kind of really celebrated international work to Vancouver, and I think that's really important. Vancouver is really known for its devised work, especially in the independent world, and I think I love that work, and it's work that I engage in as well, that I also am interested in bringing really great scripts to the stages here. And for me, the other really important element is the aesthetic and the design piece, and that the text is supported by a very strong, very rigorously produced design element. And for me, that combination of text and design is really important.
And this is in the culture lab there at the Cult, is that right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So that is a small space, if I recall.
It is, yeah. There's only 74 seats.
Yeah.
So, it's a very intimate little space.
Yeah. Well, you're doing tremendous work bringing this to audiences here, and I congratulations on the founding of the Search Party.
Thank you.
And all the best. As a break a leg, I guess I'm supposed to say.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm really excited about it. So thank you very much for your interest.
The website for tickets is at tickets.thekulch.com, and the website for the Search Party is tsitr.com. Mindy Parfit joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.